Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the Philadelphia suburbs today, the land of rolling hills, old stone farmhouses, and mushrooms? We are profiling the representative for Pennsylvania's 6th District, Democrat Chrissy Houlihan.
Yes, mushrooms. We have to start there because it is the most surprising fact about this district. PA-06 includes Kennett Square, which is legally the mushroom capital of the world. They grow something like 500 million pounds of mushrooms a year there. If you have a mushroom on your pizza right now, there is a 60% chance it came from Chrissy Houlihan's district. But while the district is famous for agriculture, the representative is famous for having one of the most diverse resumes in Congress.
Diverse is an understatement. She is what they call a, quote, tri-sector athlete. She has succeeded in the military, in big business, and in the nonprofit world. Let's start with the business side, because this blew my mind. Leah, did you know she was the COO of A&D1?
The basketball shoe company? The one with the mixtapes and the streetball legends?
The very same. In the late 90s and early 2000s, A&D1 was the Times the coolest brand in basketball. Chrissy Houlihan wasn't just working there. She was the chief operating officer. She helped scale that company from a scrappy startup to a global powerhouse. She brings that specific scale-up mentality to Congress. She isn't a lawyer. She's an engineer and an operator. She wants to know how the machine works and how to make it run faster.
And that engineering mindset comes from her first career, the Air Force. She went to Stanford on an ROTC scholarship and then served as a captain in the Air Force. She worked on ballistic missile defense and air defense technologies. So when she sits on the Armed Services Committee or the Intelligence Committee today, she isn't just reading the briefing book. She actually understands the physics of the weapon systems. She is part of that CIA class of Democrats elected in 2018, the moderates with national security backgrounds who flipped red seats.
Her military work recently has been incredibly impactful, specifically regarding the Quality of Life panel. Have you seen this report?
It is heartbreaking but necessary work. Houlihan was the top Democrat on this special panel investigating how our troops actually live. They found mold in the barracks, junior enlisted soldiers relying on food stamps, and childcare waitlists that were years long. Houlihan used her business background to basically audit the Pentagon. She said, "We are recruiting people, but we are failing to retain them because we treat their families poorly." She helped pass the biggest pay raise for junior enlisted troops in history in the 2025 NDAA. She views that not as quote, 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 welfare, but as a readiness issue. You can't fight a war if you are worried your kids are hungry.
There is also a deeply personal side to her patriotism. Her father's story is incredible.
It really is. Her father was a Holocaust survivor. He was born in Poland during the war. He and his mother survived, barely, and came to the United States as refugees with absolutely nothing. He grew up to become a Navy pilot. He flew P-3 Orions. Houlihan talks about how her dad's life is the ultimate American dream story. He went from being hunted by Nazis to flying aircraft for the United States Navy. That is why she joined the Air Force. She says she owes a debt to the country that saved her dad. It gives her this very fierce, non-cynical view of American power.
But she represents a swing district, Chester County. It's wealthy, it's educated, and it used to be Republican.
It is the classic suburban flip. These are the voters who might have voted for Mitt Romney but couldn't stomach Donald Trump. Houlihan wins them over by focusing on things like paid family leave. She is the co-chair of the bipartisan working group on paid leave. She isn't trying to pass a massive socialist takeover. She is trying to find a tax credit model that small businesses can actually afford. She frames paid leave as an economic necessity. If you want women in the workforce, they need to be able to have babies without going bankrupt. It's a very pragmatic, problem-solvers caucus approach.
She also does a lot of work on supply chains. Again, the engineer in her...
Right. She talks constantly about biomanufacturing and semiconductors. She argues that we can't be dependent on China for the ingredients in our antibiotics or the chips in our fighter jets. She champions the Tech Valley aspect of her district, places like Malvern and Exton, where the pharmaceutical companies are. She wants to bring that high-tech manufacturing back home.
From the basketball court to the barracks, she is definitely one of the most effective operators in the house.
She's the Air Force captain who knows how to sell sneakers. That is a dangerous combination.
That is our profile for Pennsylvania's 6th. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.